USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. At the Vatican in Rome, Pope Francis celebrates Christmas Eve with a mass at St. Peter's Basilica. In the United States, last-minute Christmas shoppers taking advantage of holiday bargains. Don't look at your 401k if you don't want to ruin your Christmas holiday. Stocks nosedive during the short Christmas Eve session that ends at 1 p.m. Eastern. At the closing bell, the Dow down 653 points to close at 21,792. The Nasdaq down 140 and the S&P 500 down 65 points. So will it be a white Christmas? Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Rain drenching the West Coast. Heavy snow hits the Sierra and Rockies. Forecasters say the storm will make its way into the Southwest tomorrow, bringing heavy rains and snows to parts of Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Personal finance website Wallet Hub ranking the best cities in America to spend Christmas. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Christmas is one of the most popular holidays in the United States and also one of the most expensive, as Americans are projected to spend up to $720 billion over the holiday season. Wallet Hub did a study where they talked about the best places for Christmas celebrations. Wallet Hub analyst Joe Gonzalez.
They really are all over the place. A lot of the major cities near the top of the list. Dallas came in at number 10, then even more west, Seattle at 9, Chicago 8, Los Angeles at 7. And San Francisco at 6. So you can already see the West Coast is doing pretty well here. And then bringing it back to the East Coast for most of the top five, Pittsburgh ranked number 5, then Atlanta at 4, New York City at 3, Las Vegas at 2, and number 1 was Orlando.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A health warning to tell you about. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, warning about ground turkey meat. There's continued concerns about a salmonella outbreak across the country. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
The CDC reporting more than 200 people have been sickened from the salmonella outbreak in 38 states linked to raw turkey. At least one person has died in California. The bacteria has been found in live turkeys, turkey products, and turkey pet food. The illness has led to at least one recall from a Jenny O plant in Wisconsin. The CDC is recommending you make sure turkey is thoroughly cooked. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To USA Radio Entertainment News now, the King of Atlantis wins the holiday box office by beating out a Transformer and a Magical Nanny. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Aquaman, the latest DC superhero film from Warner Brothers, nabbed $67.4 million on the three-day weekend in North America. That gives the undersea hero the U.S. box office crown for the weekend and adds to the film's already huge global total. Disney's Mary Poppins Returns took second place in the weekend box office with a $22.2 million haul. The sequel to the 1964 Disney classic, which stars Emily Blunt as a magical nanny, has so far made $51.3 million around the world. Paramount's Bumblebee, the next installation of the Transformers franchise, nabbed $21 million in the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.